The money is no longer available after July 12th. The funds help communities make improvements to public infrastructure and private property that are designed to lessen the effects of future disasters. Officials say some cities and towns have used the funds to raise roads, replace culverts, flood-proof buildings, and buy out flood-prone properties. More than $14 million in such projects have been approved by the state over the past 18 months. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.